It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Today is Election Day, and federal election monitors are overseeing voting in Detroit and Hamtramck. The Department of Justice wants to ensure those cities comply with the Voting Rights Act. Joining us now is Stephanie Davis, Executive Assistant, U.S. Attorney. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So why is it necessary for the DOJ to oversee voting in any city in Michigan? Has voting become more difficult for certain people in the state?
It's the responsibility of the federal government to make sure that the Voting Rights Act is complied with. And in this instance, no, there have not been any specific problems. With Hamtramck in particular, there is an issue with limited English proficiency. And so in order to ensure that individuals who speak, in this instance, particularly Bengali, receive their ballots in the Bengali language and that there is signage in the Bengali language, we are having monitors there. We only have four monitors who are basically divided between Detroit and Hamtramck in particular. And then we also have two monitors who are in the city of Flint, and that's pursuant to a settlement agreement concerning access for those with disabilities.
In Detroit, what are the specific concerns there?
There aren't specific concerns per se, but there is, I think, what we want to do is to ensure that there is no intimidation or harassment of individuals who are there to exercise their franchise.
So what does your oversight look like? Do you take a proactive approach or do you have to wait to hear complaints from voters or poll workers?
It's really just an issue of monitoring. So the individuals who are there monitoring the polls don't take any proactive approach. If they observe something, then they report it, and then that report may or may not result in an investigation, depending on what the allegation or what it is that they observe. But our role is not to in any way impede the voters as they are voting.
How have things been looking so far?
So far, so good. We've had no complaints as of 1:07 p.m. today.
Is it a goal to learn from these elections and help cities like Hamtramck and Detroit and Flint serve voters more effectively?
That is an ongoing goal, I would say, to help voters. Absolutely. I mean, every city around the country, of course, needs to be in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. And so each time we have monitors out there or the federal government is involved, we want to use that as an educational opportunity for local folks who are overseeing elections in their jurisdictions.
Is there anything you'd like our listeners to know about this process, about the election today?
I think the most important thing that we would like for them to know is that this is an effort to protect the integrity of the process. It isn't that there has been any specific concern or that there's been any wrongdoing in any of these jurisdictions. The U.S. government would like to protect the integrity of the process.
And this is happening across the country today.
That's right. There are other cities where monitors have been dispatched. Obviously not every city because there aren't resources to do that. But there are other jurisdictions also.
Stephanie Davis is Executive Assistant U.S. Attorney. Stephanie, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.